Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made from things that appear. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, spoke anyway. By faith Enoch was translated, so that he didn't see death and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned by God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his family, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place that he would afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he was a visitor in the land of promise, like in a strange country, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and received deliverance from a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore there sprang from one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and like the sand that is by the seashore, uncountable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country that they had come out of, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. So then God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, about whom it had been said, "In Isaac shall your descendants be called," counting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from where he had also received him, sort of. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect to the payment of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that he that destroyed the firstborn wouldn't touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea on dry land, which the Egyptians, trying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were circled 7 days. By faith the prostitute Rahab didn't die with those who didn't believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance so that they'd obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yes, also of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawed in pieces, were tempted, were killed by the sword. They wandered around in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, didn't receive the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, so that they without us wouldn't be made perfect.